听力课堂，听 class.com。
Review 3.
For this lesson, you need a pencil and a piece of paper. Listen to and repeat these names of rooms in a house or apartment.
Living room. Bedroom. Dining room. Kitchen. Bathroom.Laundry room. Family room.
Now listen to and repeat the names of some things you can find in a house or apartment.
Air conditioning. Fireplace. Washer. Dryer. Electricity.
And now repeat these things you can sometimes find outside or near a house or apartment.
Swimming pool. Tennis court. Garage. Terrace.
And finally, repeat these words and phrases often used in house or apartment advertisements.
House. Apartment. For sale. For rent. Available. Available immediately. Included. Utilities included. Furnished.Furnished or unfurnished. Fantastic. Fantastic view. Separate. Separate dining room. Extremely. Extremely large. Central.Central air conditioning. Central heating.
Now listen to this conversation between a young couple, Janet and Dan. They're talking about finding a new apartment.
We need an apartment that's for rent immediately.
Yes, and furnished too. But we don't need anything fancy.
Well, I think it should have a fireplace and a terrace.
Oh, those things aren't necessary. But the rent shouldn't be more than $500 a month.
With the utilities included?
Yes. If we can find an apartment like that.
Available immediately, furnished, utilities included...Not more than $500 a month. It isn't going to be easy.
Now you're going to hear the same dialogue again. This time, take your pencil and write the words you hear after each pause. Ready? Let's begin.
We need an apartment that's for rent immediately.
Yes, and furnished, too. But we don't need anything fancy.
Well, I think it should have a fireplace and a terrace.
Oh, those things aren't necessary. But the rent...shouldn't be more than $500 a month.
With the utilities included?
Yes, if we can find an apartment like that.
Available immediately. Furnished. Utilities included. Not more than $500 a month. It isn't going to be easy.
Now look at your paper. Be ready to correct any mistakes you find when you hear the dialogue again. Ready?
We need an apartment that's for rent immediately.
Yes, and furnished too. But we don't need anything fancy.
Well, I think it should have a fireplace and a terrace.
Oh, those things aren't necessary. But the rent shouldn't be more than $500 a month.
With the utilities included?
Yes, if we can find an apartment like that.
Available immediately, furnished, utilities included, not more than $500 a month. It isn't going to be easy.
Now use your paper to answer these five questions. Ready? Begin. Question 1. What does the man say they need?
He says they need an apartment that's for rent immediately.
Question 2. What does the woman say they don't need?
She says they don't need anything fancy.
Question 3. What two things does the man say the apartment should have?
He says it should have a fireplace and a terrace.
Question 4. The woman says the rent shouldn't be more than how much a month?
She says the rent shouldn't be more than $500 a month.
Question 5. What does the man say about finding an apartment they want?
He says it isn't going to be easy.
Okay, now listen to this conversation.
Hello. Is this Mrs. Davis?
Yes, it is.
I heard that you have an apartment for rent.
Yes. What do you want to know about the apartment?
How many rooms does it have?
It has 4 rooms. A living room, a bedroom, a kitchen, and a bathroom.
Which room is the largest?
The living room.
How large is the living room?
It's 18 feet by 20 feet.
How much is the rent?
It's $400 a month, utilities not included.
What floor is it on?
It's on the 3rd floor.
And where is the building located?
It's located at 227 Main Street.
When is the apartment available?
Right away.
All right. This time, you ask Mrs. Davis the questions. Before you speak, you're going to hear some words to help you know what questions to ask. For example, you hear, how many rooms it have? And you say, how many rooms does it have? Ready? Let's begin.
What do you want to know about the apartment?
How many rooms it have?
How many rooms does it have? It has 4 rooms. A living room, a bedroom, a kitchen, and a bathroom.
Which room largest?
Which room is the largest? The living room.
How large it?
How large is it? It's 18 feet by 20 feet.
How much rent?
How much is the rent? It's $400 a month, utilities not included.
What floor it on?
What floor is it on? It's on the third floor.
Where building located?
Where is the building located? It's located at 227 Main Street.
When apartment available?
When is the apartment available? Right away.
Does it sound like a good apartment to you? Then you should go to 227 Main Street right away. Before someone else who's looking for an apartment gets there first.
This is the end of Review 3.